I'm born and raised that way.
Well, I'm a big American League fan.
Okay, well,
so I was happy. And I told you about my All-Star Game party we had at the house last night. Made a submarine sandwich that looked like a baseball bat.
Really?
Yeah. Popcorn in the shape of baseballs.
Wow.
And all the munchies, made them out of chewing tobacco. You know? They were very good.
Don't ever invite me to your party.
Don't inhale. You know? Specializing in today's hot new country, Nashville, 95 WSM FM, 12 past 8. I'm Carl Shannon. Good morning. Glad to have you along. Billy Dean's Billy the Kid. Let's get a check of our traffic kid this morning. Here's Richard Thomas with Bell South Mobility Time Saver Traffic. Richard.
Well, a real heavy rain has moved east of town, but Airborne Time Saver Traffic, Nashville 95 WSM FM.
What's that song? Why is everybody always picking
That's
on
right.
me? Sitting here going, Ronnie Millsap's in the studio with us. And I was talking about, I was clearing my throat, and everybody, I had my headphones on. I couldn't hear anything.
No, nobody heard you.
Yeah.
Just us.
I know, but I mean, they were talking about clearing my throat, I think.
It's a habit.
I know.
Well, it's,
all radio announcers do that.
We do that, yeah.
Whether it's dirty or not, we always so we don't, then we get on the air, and then it clogs up. We can't talk at all. Ronnie's at Opryland all this week.
Yes. I was out there last night, and that's why I'm kind of getting the frogs out this morning myself.
Pretty hot out there.
Oh, the first show, it's unbelievable. It's, you know, July and August in Nashville. It's just, you know, all this humidity and all. But it's a really great showcase out there, and we've had a couple of nights out to get ready, and, boy, it's been great. Had some really good audiences, and my band, they just... they're in the heat of things, and boy, got a great band out there with me this year.
Well, we're looking. I'm going to be out there tonight for both shows.
Oh, and, good,
and,
good.
Bring you on and all that good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it, Carl.
Well, it's no problem. No problem. I get free tickets to the show. And we're gonna do something neat today. We're going to give away a whole bunch of passes for four to see you tonight.
Oh.
These are for tomorrow night.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, these are for tomorrow night. We've got a whole bunch of passes of four for families to come out to see at Opryland. What is the hottest show you've ever played, I mean, temperature-wise?
I was talking about that with my friends from RCA over here, Ted Wagner. We were talking about that. The one that came back to me was the Jamboree in the Hills. We played several, about 10 years ago. I remember they had me go on in the middle of the day at 12 o'clock, and they also had a TV crew on. They
Ooh.
Were filming for something, for some special that they were doing, and so they had we were on at just like 98 degrees, and they also had to augment it with some TV lighting. And I remember my drummer came up to me after the end of the show, and he was, oh, goodness, what are you trying to do, kill me out here? But that was the hottest show I remember, you know, as far as heat-wise.
Yeah.
It was extremely uncomfortable.
Well, I understand.
This is not that bad. We had a real nice breeze last night
well,
on the second
was.
Show,
yeah.
And it was great.
We're going to talk, you got a new album coming out.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Greatest Hits Volume 3. You know, I'm up to where Elvis, that's as far as he made it, to Greatest Hits Volume 3. I don't know what that means. But
we're going to talk about that and play a new single off of that in just a couple of minutes. Talking
right.
with Ronnie Millsap in the studio.
All right, folks, let's... Priced. And there's much, much more. Only at Aaron Sells Furniture's Broyhill Buyout Sale. This week only, Aaron Sells Furniture. Conveniently located at 403 Harding Industrial Drive, across from Nashville Sports Unlimited.
We have Ronnie Millsap in the studio. We're going to chat more with Ronnie in just a minute. He's at Opryland all this week if you want to go. If you want to go check his shows, they're only like $5 with your Opryland admission. And you can get your tickets by calling 889-6611. Or you can stay right here because we're going to give away a whole bunch of them here before 9 o'clock. I mean, just, you know, like hundreds and hundreds. Well, not that many, but we're going to give away a whole bunch of tickets to get your family out there because I've seen Ronnie many times, and I think if you haven't seen him, then you need to go. Excellent performer. Forecast calls for a chance of thunderstorms today, about 88 the high. Tonight, some clouds, 20% chance of storms, low around 70, and then tomorrow, about the same thing, a 40% chance of some more rain, about 88 degrees. The high, we have rain and 74 degrees. It's kind of cleared up here in Opryland, USA, and here's Ronnie's latest song. Here's All Is Fair in Love and War.
Sounds good, boy.
That was live, not Memorex.
Now
Nashville 95, WSM-FM, Clint Black's That's We Tell Ourselves. I'm Carl Shannon. Good morning. It's 27 past 8 o'clock. Ronnie Millsap, special guest in the studio this morning. Ronnie at Opryland all this week for two shows each day through Saturday. And looking forward to seeing Ronnie tonight. You've got a new album coming out, The Greatest Hits, Volume 3.
Yeah.
Also some songs on there that have never been released.
Yes, yeah, some new songs on there. There's a couple, one called Quicksand, which is the second single, and then the first single off this new album song called L.A. to the Moon. It's written by Susan Longacre and Lonnie Wilson.
And we're going to play that right now.
Okay, this, yeah.
Sounds good from what I heard. Good stuff. Here's Ronnie Millsap's brand new song called L.A. to the Moon in Nashville 95, WSM-FM. Good morning. It's 8:32. We have some rain still. Clouds in other areas. 74 degrees.
At Nashville 95, WSM-FM. Good morning. I'm Tom Samurai.
I'm Carl Shannon.
And I'm Ronnie Millsap.
I'm Marilyn Smith in the newsroom. Let's check in right away with...
Nashville 95, WSM-FM, brand new from Trisha Yearwood. Boy, it's a good-sounding song. It's called The Wrong Side of Memphis. Shenandoah's Rock My Baby before that, 17 before 9. Carl Shannon, good morning. I should have a high today of about 88 degrees. Chance of thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Have some clouds in 73 now in the studio at Opryland. In the studio is Ronnie Millsap. And, Ronnie, you've been around since about, what, 1972, 73, when you started with RCA?
Yeah, I started in 1973, Carl. I came here and... signed over there and working with Tom Collins, my producer at that time, and who's also still produces with me. And so I've been over there for a while, made 30-some albums or whatever, and started touring with Charlie Pride early on. I was managed by Jack Johnson in the beginning. I first came here, and Jerry Bradley signed me over there, and it's a wonderful relationship. We got some nice gentlemen in here, Mike Searles this morning.
The whole crew.
Ted Wagner, and I don't know who all might be here from RCA. It's a great record. That's enough. That's right, brother.
Record company, man. Do you have any advice? There's a lot of newcomers out today, like Tracy Lawrence and Mark Chestnut, a bunch of people. Do you have any advice maybe for them that would prolong their longevity?
Oh, I'm telling you, because it's the age of the 90s and the hot new country artists, It's a little trendish as far as, being here one day and gone the next. It's, I think the main thing, you really have to kind of be involved in your own career and make sure that the business doesn't run you. You kind of got to run the business. Is that working along with your management, your record company, and all the elements and things, it's kind of, you got to kind of join hands with all that and kind of be a big part of that. It's easy to be manipulated if you're not careful, and you'd be here singing a couple of number ones, and then all of a sudden nobody know who you are anymore. there's a lot of that seems like right now, because there's so many artists in the business, and there's a lot of wonderful new records out there. Just listen to that Dixieana record last night going home from Opryland. I was listening to you guys here in SM95, and boy, is it all that, and they got that all kinds of new stuff, that Leroy Parnell record.
Yeah.
And the Shenandoah record you just played, a great record, man. There's all kinds of good stuff out there right now. And it's a fun, exciting time in country music, as you know.
All right. Well, Ronnie, we're going to talk more with Ronnie in just a few minutes. This is Ronnie Millsap. And tonight you can hear Ronnie's Back to the Grindstone album straight through on our Midnight CD track that comes your way at midnight. Nashville 95, WSM-FM. Just a little bit crazy. Eddie Raven, Ronnie Millsap before that. 9 before 9 o'clock at Nashville 95, WSM-FM. Carl Shannon, Tom Samurai, and also Ronnie Millsap in the studio. Ronnie at Opryland today through Saturday. Two shows each day, 6 and 8 p.m. When's your new album, Greatest Hits Volume 3, going to be released, right?
I think it's sometime in late September, probably early October maybe. I'm not real sure, but I know the single's coming out in mid-August. This L.A. to the Moon single that you guys were kind enough to play a little earlier is coming out. And the album will be right after that.
And we're going to play a new song called Quicksand in just a couple of minutes, too. That's on the album.
Uh-huh.
Is that an interesting song?
Well, it's...
no, it's a boring song.
I don't know.
I don't have
any idea. It was. It came in down to the office. And, of course, I've I think Mike Searles or somebody mentioned earlier, I did a song on another album called Earthquake, which was really good. So I guess I'm covering all the natural disasters here.
Now, you've got your own studio.
Yeah.
Downtown on Music Row. Do other people use that, too?
Yeah, a lot of folks, they come in. Dan Seals recorded a lot of most of his albums there, and Randy Travis, and Kyle Lenning, who's a good friend of mine, producer, whoever he had, who was working with. Tom, Bob Seger was in for a couple of weeks here. So it's a good studio. It's one of the better studios in town. All the analog and digital bells and whistles and things down there. It's great.
All right. Well, Ronnie, I tell you, we wish you well, and we're going to be out there tonight to see you at the show.
Carl, thanks a lot, man.
And we appreciate you coming by. What can people expect when they come by tonight?
Well, it's going to be wild and crazy. It's hot out there, and the band's hot, and it's loud.
All right.
It's good.
And if you want to go, we're going to take, like, the first 10 callers at 737-9500. You get four tickets to the show. These are for tomorrow night, and also passes to Opryland USA evening passes, and also either a cassette or a Ronnie Millsap poster. First 10 callers, 737-9500 right now.
TNN.
It's going to be partly cloudy with scattered...